This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A key piece of legislation aimed at growing healthier kids in American classrooms took a big step toward becoming law. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Both legislative chambers have now passed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, meaning the bill is nearly across the finish line. Danny Munch, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the legislation takes an important step toward offering children more choice in their school lunch.
It would amend the National School Lunch Act so that schools may offer whole milk, 2% milk, 1% milk, fat-free milk, flavored or unflavored. The change doesn't mandate whole milk. It simply restores the option for schools to serve that if they choose. And it also expands demand for butterfat in the dairy industry, which boosts prices during a time of acute need.
The bill still has to make it across the president's desk, but then the Department of Agriculture will get to work on implementation.
Once the bill is signed, the USDA, through its Food and Nutrition Service, will issue updated guidance and regulations that reflect the new statutory authority. Individual school districts will then decide if and when to offer whole milk or 2% milk in their cafeteria menus. Many school districts adjust those menus between semesters on an annual cycle, so adoption could occur within the start of the new year or months later when they set up for next year.
Munch said this legislation also brings very good news to dairy farmers.
For dairy farmers, the benefits will mirror how many districts adopt whole or 2% milk. The more that do, the higher demand for butterfat, which builds positive price pressure for milk prices. We are really excited to get this cross finish line. This is something Farm Bureau has been pushing for since these changes were made to school lunch programs.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our 5 ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. Don't forget as well to check out our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts. For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.